Our next speaker is André Aguiar, with co-authors Vendramini, Galzerano, Custodio, Menarin, and Alves. Entitled Use of Stylosanthes as a Potential Replacement for Nitrogen Fertilization in Bahia Grass Pastures.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman, for the introduction. So the Florida has about 1.7 million heads of animals, what makes Florida number 12 in the national, in the United States beef cattle in numbers. They're all placing in about 4.5 million hectares, and with the most planted grass is Bahia grass, around 1 million hectares planted. And most of this grassland is occupied by cow-calf systems. As we can see, Bahia grass is spread out in the south of the United States. One of the good characteristics of the Bahia grass is high tolerance to grazing and training. However, has a low nutritive value, but is a high responsible to nitrogen fertilization. But high fertilization has been a cost prohibited for the past years because of the high prices. So producers are seeking for alternative sources of nitrogen. One of these sources is warm season legumes, especially during the summer. Why legumes are important? Because they have a symbiotic relationship with the bacteria, and they also have a nutritive value. This chart just shows the increase of the prices of ammonium nitrate in the United States, especially starting around 2003-2004, when the prices increased a lot. One of the warm season legumes is Hewin stylo, has been successfully cultivated in tropical and subtropical countries like Brazil and Australia, has a sex factorial herbage accumulation on around 11 micrograms of dry matter per hectare, has a good nutritive value ranging around 180 grams of protein per kilogram. And one of the good characteristics of this plant is it going to regrow after cutting. So it's expected to be persistent during the grazing period. So the main objective of this research was to evaluate the use of Hewin stylosanthes for the production and also an animal performance of crossbred heifers grazing Bahia grass pastures during the summer. Going to the material methods, the research was conducted in the University of Florida Range Cattle Research and Education Center, south of Florida in Ona, were conducted from July to October of 2010, and we had three treatments. Bahia grass pastures overseed with stylosanthes. Bahia grass pastures fertilized with 60 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and our control group was the Bahia grass pastures without any fertilization and any overseeding with the stylo. There were 9 pastures with a quarter hectare, dividing a complete randomized design with 3 replicates. The pasture was continuous and fixed stocking rate with 2 heifers per experimental unit. That's the schedule of activities. In March 31st, glyphosate was applied in all pastures. The stylosanthes pastures, the pasture received nitrogen, and also the control pastures. 2 weeks later, stylo was planted with 8 kilograms of stylo seed per hectare, seed with a no-till drill. And we inoculate the seeds with a cowpea inoculant because it's a commercial inoculant used in South Florida and available for the producers. And all treatments, all pastures received 20 kilograms of P2O5 per hectare and 40 kilograms of K2O per hectare. And the same day, and in the other fertilization procedure, pastures that receive nitrogen fertilization were fertilized with 60 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, as I said before. Plant measurements were taken every 28 days, with herbage mass being estimated using direct measurements. Height was taken by 20 random points in the pasture using a disc plate meter. Light interception was done using a SunScan device, and a crude protein and in vitro organic matter digestibility samples were taken by using a hand pluck technique to simulate what the animals were eating during that period of time. Animal measurements were taken again every 28 days when we calculate forage allowances, which is the kilogram of herbage mass per kilogram of live weight. Gain per hectare, every daily gain, and also blood urea nitrogen. Blood urea nitrogen is an estimation giving us idea of the energy and protein status of the animal. Going to the results. Table 1 shows the herbage characteristics of pastures grazed by beef heifers during the summer. We saw a higher herbage accumulation, the treatment receiving nitrogen fertilizations. This is the average of the period, with 4.3 micrograms of dry matter per hectare, higher than control and stylo, when we didn't see any difference between those treatments. Followed that, nitrogen had a higher line interception with 76%, sorry, and again, no difference between control and stylo groups. And we didn't see any difference in height between nitrogen in silo and stylo, neither between stylo and control. One of the reasons that we think that the height was not different between stylo and nitrogen, stylo has a little bit woody stems when you compare it to Bahia grass, so the height would be higher compared to the Bahia grass pastures, that pasture that just had Bahia grass. This graph shows the crude protein value for each period. And here we are comparing within periods. So for the July period, we saw a difference, a higher crude protein value for the pastures that had stylo. And this is the value of the mixture. So if in the stylo pasture, there's a mixture between Bahia grass and stylo. And we didn't see any difference between control and nitrogen groups in crude protein. And on the follow three periods, we didn't see any difference between crude protein values. Again, in this table, we are comparing to within months, when we see a higher digestibility for treatments with stylo and the control group, and no difference between the control group and nitrogen. Interesting, that trade was different during the second period, when it had a higher digestibility for control and nitrogen, but with no difference between nitrogen and stylo pastures. And during the follow two periods, we didn't see any difference in digestibility. Table 2 showed the descriptive data of the botanic composition and nutritive value of stylozens and Bahia samples from Bahia grass pastures overseeded with stylozens. So this data is just for the pastures that were overseeded with stylo. During the experimental period, the average percent of the stylo was around 18%, and this was sustained during the whole period of the trial, and 81% of those pastures were Bahia grass pastures. And as expected, the protein value for stylo, around 132 grams of protein per kilogram, and just 74 grams for the Bahia grass, and a higher digestibility for the stylo plant. Table 3, here we can see the herbage allowance and animal performance of beef heifers grazing pastures during the summer of 2010, we didn't see any difference in herbage allowance between treatments, neither in blood urea nitrogen, every daily gain, and gain per hectare. So in summary, the inclusion of Stylo increased the forage protein concentrations. However, it did not increase animal performance or gain per hectare. Stylo was persistent during the experimental period. This is a good sign for the Stylo, the persistence of the legume. And the increase of herbage mass on Bahia grass pastures fertilized with nitrogen could increase the stocking rates on those pastures, allowing producers to use more animals in these pastures compared to the pastures overseed with stylozans. So further investigation is needed to evaluate the nitrogen contribution of the stylozans on the following year, on the subsequent years, to see the impact of that nitrogen inputted on those pastures. With that, I'm going to try to ask any questions that you might have.
Sorry. Suppose that the stylosynthesis digestibility decreased so much in August.
The question is why the digestibility of the stylosynthesis decreased in August? Could be a fact of the higher percentage of the stems. Animals were kind of preference grazing that the stylos and the leaves of the stylo. Could be the carryover effect of the season. The question is whatever if you see a difference in palatability of the stylo compared to the Bahia. We didn't do any observation about that on the field, but we could assume that probably going to be one of the reasons that, again, why the stylo was persistent through the period. But I have no answer if there's more palatable or not, what the cattle would go if you had then a choice to graze a stylo or either the Bahia grass. Dr. Cosenberry.
Not familiar with this cultivar stylo. Did you have any disease problems on it, the palatological part?
The question is if you had any disease problem with the stylo in South Florida in Ona. No, sir, we didn't see any disease problem during the period of time. The question is if we analyze for the tannin or second compound, we didn't do any analysis for that, sir. Sorry.
Any information about
the not that I'm aware of. No, sir.
One more quick question.
Your percent composition is about 80% silo. Is that biomass or is that ground?
That's the question is, what is the percentage, the botanic composition that we showed? That were from the samples that we collected to estimate herbage mass in the indirect way. So we had a circles, we collect three circles on the herbage mass.
It was on a weight basis. It was on a weight basis.
Yes, sir, it was on a weight basis. Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.